Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on? Thankful. It's absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And I'm so thankful that I got up early. I got all my packing done. For those of you who don't know, who maybe missed the last show or two, I'm about to go on my yearly ski venture with my old coaching buddies. They are flying in from Texas as we speak. So as soon as I record this, I'm jumping in the car, picking them up at the airport. We're going skiing for a few days. So this will be the last show of the weekend. But, man, this is 1,324 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. And I've gotten a lot of requests. It might just be like the four people that actually thought of this. But they were like, John, we love the mock drafts. I get most positive feedback on the mock drafts of anything I do, which is interesting to me, but that's okay. If that's what people want, that's what we're going to do. I enjoy them. But I got asked by several different people, can you do a mock draft where you do exactly what you would do? Forget what Kyle would do. Forget what team needs. Just if you could do any type of draft, what would you do? So that's what we're going to do today. What would John do draft? It's going to be off the wall. I do not think that this is a quote unquote true indicator of whether or not the Niners will do this, but I do think there's some overlap, especially because whenever I scout all these players, when we fill out the draft reports, the draft backgrounds, all those things, it's through the lens of the 49ers. Every single player that we rank, which I think we're at about 260, 270 now, all have a 49ers fit on them, which we haven't finalized those yet, obviously. But that's what we're going to be doing today. So I think it's going to be a good time. We'll see. We're going to go a little crazy, and we're going to have a little fun, and we're going to find some new names. And I'm curious to see how the Senior Bowl has affected this. You know, day three of practice today, light day. But, man, some guys have just jumped off the tape, jumped off the screen, watching the practices and seeing the highlights. It's awesome. Lori, appreciate you, man. He says, remember to hit subscribe. John is one of the best in the business. Hashtag CC. Thank you for all the countdown crew. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the kind words. What's up, Mike? How we doing? Look at Rick coming from Chicago. That's what's up, man. Hey, Mark. Good to see you guys. 49ers Jim Rome. So consistent, man. You are the man. Yeah, early morning podcast. If I was going to do one, I had to get one out. I had to be early, and that's what it is. Monsterman. Croc and Peacock are not fans of Banks Jr. Thoughts? Yeah, I'm seeing this kind of echoed around social media, and that's okay. Like, I do not hold, and I've talked about this in the past, where if you put Joe Alt or Tristan Wirfs, try to think of some of the other tackles that have kind of been the first tackle off the board in recent memory. No, I'm not putting Banks. I'm not putting Campbell. I'm not putting Mimbu up there. And if you just watch Banks against Mikael Williams, I totally get that. He did not play very well against Mikael Williams the first time. He didn't. The second time, he was having, you know, he had an ankle injury, which he played through, but did all right. They both kind of did. But, man, you go watch him against Michigan. You go watch, again, and with a lot of these players, this is why we have a three-game tape minimum on almost every single player that we rank. You got to watch three tapes because you might see them against their worst matchup or against, you know, just against a speed guy, they struggle with the speed guy. Just against a bull rush guy, they struggle with that. You got to watch a lot of tape. Now, I would argue Kelvin Banks Jr. has the highest ceiling of any tackle in this class. If they all reach their potential, I feel like he has the most athleticism and the most versatility of any of the top-tier tackles. I believe that. I think there's five. I have five tackles that I'm interested in. Banks, Campbell, Simmons, but that ACL, Mimbu, those are four. I'm going to go four. Those four tackles, I think, are all in the mix. But, man, disagreements are a great thing. That's not a bad thing. And I value Kroc and Peacock very much. I value Brad Graham. I value a lot of Johnny Dale. I value a lot of different people that spend time on tape. And you're not going to agree. But I do agree that this tackle class, you have to have imagination. You can't, it's not Joe Alt, where it's just, yep, that's it. It's not even Andrew Thomas, who I was so high on Andrew Thomas. We made a lot of money. I bet he'd be the second tackle off, or one of the top two tackles off the board that year. We got paid big on that one. But yeah, so the idea of, man, that's a career left tackle, plug and play, easy, easy, easy. That's not this tackle class. It's not. It's a good tackle class, but you don't have that guaranteed top 10. I mean, you could look at all the professional mocks and Daniel Jeremiah, Dane Brugler, whatever else. They all have different tackles. One, it's a pick your poison type of year with a lot of guys that have potential and production. And 45 starts. I mean, he's played some left tackle, but yeah, there's still some left to be wanting. It's not the cleanest evaluation. I like that. Joe, we got arguments going on. Not for me, Lori. He is not a mug. He is the best. I appreciate that. You are the best. There's a lot of quality shows out there, and I appreciate the kind words. Building the trenches. Don't overthink it, Mike Green. Oh, man. We're already, oh, what's up? We got Flackers in the house. What's up, Lee Gallant, the man? What's up, buddy? I think we're going to be hanging out this year. I think we're going to be hanging out this year, my friend. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mark, he says, I heard statistics say second-round picks had the best cost-to-performance value. I would not disagree with that because whenever you take first-round players, you are valuing traits a lot higher than film and production. And I talked a little bit about this last show where, man, what's the difference between a top-10 pick and a first-round pick and a second-round pick? Man, once you get to that second round, you're taking film guys that maybe have a little bit left to be wanting with arm length and speed and, you know, question marks there. But usually those are film guys. Usually. Not always. But usually. Can get an interior offensive line later. Mike Green. Yeah. How high is Mike Green's stock rising? I remember when we did like our first mock draft, it was like Mike Green in the second. Then it was like, well, you could trade up in the second to get him. Maybe back in the first. Then it was you could trade down from 11 to get him. Now it's, man, you might be able to get him at 11. Maybe gain the most so far through Senior Bowl. And guess what? He has a 49ers future defensive coordinator, KJ Wright, coaching him every single day in practice. So the Niners are getting a look. They're getting a look. Shanahan never seems to draft players that the consensus sees as top players. You know, and that's fair. There are some, you could talk about Nick Bosa. You could talk about Solomon Thomas. Those were consensus players. That's pretty much it though. From that, you can say Brandon Ayuk in the trade up because the Packers were also trying to trade up at the exact same time for him. So that's one as well. But yeah, you are correct. Ricky Pearsall, not consensus. Javon Kinlaw was slated to go pretty close. Nobody saw Tristan Wirfs falling. Trey Lance, Yeah, that one was a weird draft, and everybody was wrong. Every single person that drafted a quarterback, including Trevor Lawrence, was wrong. He has not been worth the first overall pick. So, like, yeah, you are correct. But probably the realistic player is a defensive tackle. Walter Nolan would probably be my favorite, most realistic pick right now because it is the biggest position of need on defense. It is your matching potential to draft slot. I think Walter Nolan's had a good camp and your Senior Bowl being out there. And I think he's done now. Walter Nolan, it's position to need, it's trenches, it's valuable, and it's a need. Like, I think that's kind of the perfect pairing. So if I had to bet right now who the Niners would take, Walter Nolan seems like the most reasonable if you're looking through it through Shanahan's glasses, because there's three or four offensive tackles that everybody likes. I'm a Kelvin Banks guy. But I love Will Campbell. I'd be happy with that. I'd be happy with Mimbu. I don't know Josh Simmons with the ACL and what that looks like, but he's the most plug-play ready. So, yeah, if I had to bet right now, who do the Niners take at 11? I think Walter Nolan would be the favorite from the 49ers perspective. What's up, Big Papa? Love it, man. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Right here, opinions on Jack Nelson. Offensive tackle from Wisconsin. Anytime you get one of those Wisconsin O-linemen, you got to be excited. 6'7", big dude, run game, versatility, experience. Listen to Jack Nelson's starts. 37 at left tackle, 13 games at right guard, over 3,000 snaps. He has a 9 on the experience scale, 1 to 10, and a 7 on versatility. Only gave up 1 sack this year, 4 sacks in 2023, but you know, he's a pass grade stud. I like that. So, I like him. I haven't done a lot of tape on him. I've just went through and wrote up a little bit. That's what the process we're in right now is going through. I'm trying to get, you know, three identifiable traits on every single player with background, with stats, with snap counts and all those things. Then we go deep diving on each one. And so that's kind of where we're at right there. What's up, Salty? The man. What's up, guys? So without further ado, my amazing people, let's get started. And what we're going to be using today, we're going over on Mock Draft Database. The thing that I like the most about Mock Draft Database is that it's constantly evolving and reflecting all of the mock drafts that take place. So we're 49ers, we're doing 7 rounds, free for all, into the draft room. Bada bum bum bum. Let's go. Let's get this. So, the big game is almost here, and it's now or never. Don't miss out on the last football game of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching the big game. Prize Picks is also giving away a free pick for the big game, where one of the starting quarterbacks will only need to throw for 1 yard. That's right, 1 passing yard to win half of the bet. If you're correct on the other stat projection, which you have to make at least 1 more, you can win real cash. Also, check out the promos tab or tell any of our super sweet Millie winners for the big game lineups. If you tell a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you can win your split of $1 million in promo funds. Prize Pick now also offers MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account this sports season. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And I've been playing Prize Picks for years. I just like how quick and easy it is. You pick 2. If they happen, you win. It's very, very simple. So download the app today. Use code 49ers, that's 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, download the app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're going to start this draft, and I'm going to pause it usually around 7 or 8. There we go. 7 just went, and man, already I'm pissed off because this is already not super realistic. So we're 7 picks down. Abdul Carter's still on the board. Mason Graham's still on the board. That ain't happening. That's not realistic. I would trade up in that situation, but I ain't doing it. And again, this is a what would John Chapman do draft, and I'm excited about that, but I'm not going to do something that's just stupid. We have one trade offer from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm a little intrigued. It's not super realistic. They want to take our 11. We get their 21. We get their third rounder, fifth rounder, 2 7ths, and a 7th rounder next year. That's a little too spicy. I don't want to fall back 10 spots. I would be cool with it, but the only way I want to trade back is if I could get a second. So, like, if I had to give up my first and third for a first and second, I would do it. If I had to give up my first and fourth for a first and second, a later first, a later second, I would do that as well. Let's see what's on the board. Abdul Carter's on the board. I ain't doing that. Abdul Carter's going number one overall. So, like, I'm hurting myself here. I'm not doing that. Mason Graham's on there. No, I'm already pissed off because it's not very realistic. That's okay. So I am deleting. There's no way these two guys make it out of the top 10. There's no way they make it out of the top 8. Not doing it. Now, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to hyperinflate this mock draft just for my own well-being. I'm trying to give a realistic look, but what John Chapman would do. Mikael Williams, 10. That is a major possibility for me. Tyler Warren, 14. Josh Simmons, Kenneth Grant, Colson Loveston, Shamar Stewart, who continues to rise up those draft boards, edge for A&M. Go watch. We did a full breakdown on Shamar Stewart. Armon Membu put that dude in a suitcase and packed his bags for him. Folded that dude up, pancaked him, handled that dude. Shamar Stewart against technicians ain't going to work. I do not think that he should be a viable candidate in the first round. He's a damn good player, though. Walter Nolan, he's down there at 26. Josh Connerly got destroyed by Mike Green. Mike Green's there at 29. John A. Barron, 30. Armon Membu. So I'm sitting here, and I'm like, man, I want to trade back. If this situation presented itself, Mikael Williams, Josh Simmons, and Walter Nolan would be the three that I am considering. So I want to trade back. Now, and I've said this before, and again, we can go over to the draft trade chart, the Jimmy Johnson draft trade chart, which I absolutely love. I know it's a little too small to see on your screen here. But falling back to pick 16, that's worth 250 points. So let's see here. I'm going to offer up the 111. For the 116, I really, really want their second round pick. They're saying I'm giving up too much. But man, I think that's a good trade. It's right smack dab in the middle. I'm going to try it. So here's the trade I'm sending. And again, if we go to the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, we're giving up 11, which is 1250, and we're giving up 75, which is 470. So that's a 1,720 point. That's what we're offering. From Arizona, we're getting pick 16. That's worth 1,000. And we're getting pick 47. That's 430. Man, we're paying a little too much. We're giving up 17. We're getting back 1,430. You know what? I'm gonna amend this. I'm going to keep 75. I'm going to give them 11 and 99. And that says that is a worthy trade. That is close. Accepted. We're trading. Boom. Got accepted. And now we have, hopefully, I'm not going to do back-to-back trade backs. But now we're looking at a realistic situation. Again, this is a what would John Chapman do situation, right? That's what I'm looking for. So here's the new big board. And remember, we got an extra second round pick. This is what I want to do. I might even trade back up later. I love this. And I know somebody's like, well, you don't trade with division, you know, whatever. You traded with the Cardinals. Yeah, it happens all the time now in today's NFL. Here's the big board. Ashton Jeanty, Malachi Starks, Tyler Warren, Luther Burden, Josh Simmons, Kenneth Grant, Egbuka, Shamar Stewart, Tyler Booker, Benjamin Morrison, Siobhan Real, Walter Nolan, Josh Connerly, Mike Green, Jahdae Barron. So now I'm sitting here, and it's just like, man, there's a lot of guys. Great one. Says Nolan for sure, but not at 11. Got to trade back. We traded back. I like the balance of best player available at positions of need. That is what the 49ers want to do. That is what they try to do. Whether they are successful or not, that is a different question, but that is what they do. Niner Goat, I'm just glad Mikel is gone. People are mixed on Mikel, too. I'm a big fan of Mikel Williams. I am. And that's okay. Disagreements are good. Don't agree with me on everything. Obviously not. Now, I'm not taking Gentry. I'm not taking Tyler Warren, but a trade back does make those guys more possible. Josh Simmons makes sense. Man, I like Simmons. We got Walter Nolan. We got Mike Green. We got Abu. There's still a lot of guys. So I'm going with this is where the overlap's going to happen. If Will Campbell or Kelvin Banks were there, that is what I would do. But they are not. So my pick is going to be overlap a little bit. This is what would John do, but this is what I would do in this trade back situation. I'm going Walter Nolan. Defensive tackle Ole Miss, 6'3", 293, 21 years old, versatility, strength, anchor, just messes everything up, A-plus disruptor, 6 sacks this year, 7 sacks last year, consensus All-American. I mean, this dude, Ed Oliver vibes. That's just, you watch him, that's what it is. So, I am taking Walter Nolan. Now, I traded back. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep an eye on those two offensive tackles, Josh Simmons, Armand Mbu. If we can go a while before one of them is picked, I'm going to trade back up. So I'm going to wait until one of those guys are gone, and I'm going to try to trade back up. But if this happens, if one of them go in the next 5 picks, I'm probably not going to have that chance. I'm going to have to roll the dice a little bit. So I'm taking Walter Nolan. Oh, I got to pause it. It goes too quick, man. You got to slow down now. I got to watch my offensive tackles. Let's see here. Let's go to OTs. So we got Josh Simmons, Josh Connerly, Armand Mbu, Cameron Williams. I'm just watching Mbu and Simmons. That's it. So I'm picking it back up again. Boom, they're still there. Okay, one of them just went at pick 25. So now Connerly's the next highest, but Mbu is the guy that I want. And look who's on the clock, the Rams. We're going to make 2 trades. I'm going to try. So we're trying to jump back up to pick 26, which is worth 700 points. Now we have 2 second rounders. I think it's going to cost both, but we'll get something back, man. Or is there something? Let's see here. Let's play around. Let's try to trade. This is a what would John do trade. I want both. I want to be greedy. I want to go get it. Look at that. I can give up. It's right smack down in the middle. I can give up pick 43, okay, our original second rounder, and pick 75, our original third rounder, for their first round pick. So we're giving up pick 43 and 75 to jump up about 18 spots into the first round for our offensive tackle. I'd be fine if we took Armand Mbu at 11. I'd prefer to wait. But now we're jumping up. And again, you want to talk about what John Chapman would do? This is exactly what John Chapman would do. I would trade back, and then I would trade up. I love pairing both those. The Niners did this with the Javon Kinlaw one. Just wish you would have took Tristan Wirfs, then traded back up for Brandon Ayuk. But they went after need. So we trade back. We got Walter Nolan, got some extra draft capital. And so here we go. We're taking Armand and Mbu. Let me pull up my thing before we draft him, because I think that this is important, talking about just who this guy is. One, he handled Nick Scorton and Shamar Stewart with ease. 6'3", 332, 34-inch arms, officially at the Senior Bowl. I think that's a big deal. And so he hits that threshold. Run blocking, finish, and getting to the second level. We have a draft breakdown film up of him over on the 49ersrush.com. Go check that out on our Patreon page. It is awesome. Most sound offensive linemen in this draft, control and athleticism are very apparent. Is he a guard or a tackle? I think he could play right tackle and he could play guard. If you need him to play left tackle, you could. Length is not his strong suit at 6'3". He's got 34-inch arms and he's got great footwork, but I think right tackle is where you want him. Great in the run game. Lower body fluidity is great. How is he against speed? That's something I've got to go check out. Gets off the ball so fast. Combo block specialist. I think you play all five spots if you needed him to. Anchor is good due to his flexibility and footwork. Wish he had more true run plays. Missouri's offense was weird. It was all heavy RPOs. Completely dominated Shamar Stewart. I got to put that clip out there on social media. Love his hand placement, the run and pass game. Can scoop a two-eye with ease on zone runs from a tackle spot. Had six pancakes versus Oklahoma. You mean tell me you dominated A&M and Oklahoma? Of course I love him. He started 29 games at right tackle only. Dude's a baller. So I'm taking Armand Mimbu. I could not be happier. And we still got pick 47. Now, we don't have third rounders anymore. We traded our third rounders. But now I'm going to let the clock kind of go. Where are we at here? We're at pick 41. So we're about six picks away. Let's go to the big board. I don't think we want to trade up too much more. Man, Derek Harmon sitting there. Jahad Campbell. Man, I'm going to let it roll. I'm just going to let it roll till it's our turn. And again, this is a what would John Chapman do draft. Oh, we got some trades here. Detroit, we got two trade offers. Detroit wants pick 47, and they're offering 101. Nah, that's too much of a drop. I'm not falling back 60 picks. Browns, they want to drop down. They want us to drop down to 67. No, I want premium. I'm not taking those. I'm moving on. So we've got Walter Nolan. Love it. We've got Armand Mimbu. Love it. We've addressed the trenches. We're picking at 47 now, and we're not picking again till 112. None of these players will be available. Man, there's some talent that's on this board. Jihad Campbell, Nick Amonwori, Jack Sawyer, Donovan Jackson. We've got our offensive linemen. We're not going to do that again. Princely Umanmielen. Character concerns, but man, right here, freaking, I would not be upset. Xavier Watts, good player. Look at this. I remember my first mock draft. I took this player like in the fourth round. Uzarie Thomas, Florida State, 6'1", 191. Big corner, length, long arms. Well, he plays long. He had 32-inch arms. I was kind of shocked that that's what he came in with. Athleticism, so smooth on tape, just floats around on the field, allowed less than 100 receiving yards all season. Azarie Thomas, he's in the fold. Harold Fannin Jr., the tight end. D1 Walker. Well, we already got our D tackle. Quinson Judson's. We got our offensive tackle. We ain't doing that. Alfred Collins, man. Donovan. Shamar Turner. He left there's two Shamar edge players at the Senior Bowl. Shamar Turner left early. He had a fracture in his foot he didn't know about. Man, you know what's weird? I'm sitting here and I'm like, you know what? Because we were able to address so many issues with our first two picks, Walter Nolan, Armand Mimbu, this is what would John Chapman do? I'm sitting there and looking at best player available, which I don't think Jahad Campbell lasts till the second round. Jahad Campbell's great. Alabama, 6'3", 244, 21 years old. Here's my write-up on him because versatility, he's a 10. He's a 10. Bo Derek. Leadership, versatility, playmaking. Another hybrid off-ball linebacker slash pass rusher. And again, in the post-Micah Parsons world, these guys are unicorns that the NFL has shown you don't have to play just off-ball linebacker. You don't have to play just edge rusher. Niners need an edge rusher. Niners need an off-ball linebacker. Is this a little rich for an off-ball linebacker? Yes, but not somebody that has seven sacks in the SEC. That's pretty damn special. So just a beast football player, doesn't matter where you put him. Great speed for a larger linebacker, plays great with physicality, surprisingly pretty solid in coverage. Has 78.7 coverage grade. That's pretty damn good. A true do-it-all defender that could that will be seen as an edge by some and an off-ball linebackers by other, and they are all right. This dude played everywhere. Everywhere. I would not be upset. I would not be upset in the least if we took this guy here. Now, you're looking at a true edge, Jack Sawyer. The ceiling is so high with Jahad Campbell. I mean, it's off the charts. You're looking at a safety that could be going in the first round. And Nick Emanwore out of South Carolina, 6'3", 227. Niners never draft guys like that. Production, versatility, experience. He's got a lot of snaps, man. Derwin James, Kyle Hamilton, people throwing that name around. I wouldn't be upset with it. I got to see what he does at free safety. But Nick at South Carolina had over 1,000 snaps in his career at free safety. He's also got 750 box snaps, 600 slot snaps. This dude could play nickel corner, strong safety, free safety. I would love this pick. Man, I love this draft because we've got two giant position needs filled, and it's like, man, do we take one of these? And I don't know. I see Salty says, Niners don't need another box safety. Nick, I think, could play free. He's big dude. I got to see that 40-yard dash. So I can't pull the lever on Nick E-Man. I can't do it yet. Jihad Campbell's what I'm thinking. I like Princely Umar Mielen. The character concerns, you can go watch the video with the fan interaction and stuff. Maybe you could just put that off as passion. Uzarie Thomas, gosh, man. Let's talk the tight end. I would prefer in this draft to get one of the stud blocking tight ends, Harold Fannin Jr. out of Bowling Green, 6'3", 230. Small hands, small arms. But, gosh, man, he's a slot wide receiver slash tight end. He had 117 receptions on 151 targets. But I don't need more wide receivers. He's more of like an Isaiah Likely type guy without the blocking. I don't think I could do that there. I think it's down to three. I think I'm looking at the cornerback, Uzarie Thomas. I think I'm looking at Princely Umar Mielen. And I think I'm looking at Jihad Campbell. But man, with Jihad Campbell, I'm just like, that's the best player available. There's no doubt who the best player available is. I'm seeing Zabel. Yeah, we're not picking for a while. It might be a little early for that tackle, but man, he has had a great Senior Bowl. We're talking Gray Zabel, North Dakota State, 6'5", 316. They had him listed at 270. Short arms. I think he'd play interior offensive line only, but they've been working him center guard, and he's been doing great. Athleticism, character, versatility. Dude's a stud. 92 pass grade. I like him. I got to bump his versatility. I had his versatility as a 10. I got to bump it down as an 8. Those arms are killer. Get the edge at Princely. Man, I'm struggling here. I want to go straight best player available here. What about Wyatt? Banks is gone. We got our offensive tackle in Armon Membu. And Wyatt came in with 32-inch arms. That dude's a guard only. Not a bad player. I'm not taking him there, personally. Yeah, right here. This is what I'm thinking, Lee. Jahad Campbell, a Greenlaw replacement. But if you bring back Greenlaw, Jahad Campbell is a pass rusher and your Sam linebacker. Like, this is, you know, for everybody, it's like, man, imagine if we had Micah Parsons. I'm not saying Jahad Campbell's Micah Parsons. He's not. Nobody's Micah Parsons. But he's in that mold. He can play off-ball linebacker, and you can blitz off the edge. I'm going best player available here. We got Walter Nolan, the D-tackle. We got Armon Membu, the offensive tackle. Love those trades. And I'll take a best player available. I'm just saying this guy fits a need. He fits two needs. He fits two needs for us. And so I'm taking Jihad Campbell. I could not be more excited. If you told me Walter Nolan, Armon Mimbu, Jihad Campbell? Are you kidding me? This is what John Chapman would do draft. And we're going to keep going because right now, I'm going to be honest, I absolutely love this draft. Oh, can it get better? We're about to find out. It's win or go home for the NFL playoffs. And all roads lead to New Orleans. But here's the thing. Your chance to get in on every high-stakes moment along the way starts with MyBookie. MyBookie is the ultimate destination for bettors who want more. Whether you're backing the underdogs, riding with the favorites, every drive, every touchdown, every moment is an opportunity to win big. And you can kick off 2025 right. They have risk-free Thursdays. That's where you place a bet. And if it doesn't hit, MyBookie has your back. Dive into the Bet Boost tab to supercharge your picks and build that bankroll before the Super Bowl. And even when the games are over, the action doesn't stop with MyBookie's online casino. Blackjack, Baccarat, Roulette, Slots, it's all there whether you're celebrating a big win or you're gearing up for the next round. And if you haven't joined yet, use promo code 49ERS49ERS on your first deposit. MyBookie will hook you up with an instant bonus because you deserve to start strong. Season isn't just about watching history unfold. It's about being part of it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, with MyBookie. All right, man, I love this comment. Look at this. Mike, he says, I tried to talk to my wife about the Senior Bowl last night and realized why Chapman started his podcast. Man, you are not, you, yeah. So many times, like, we'll be laying in bed, and Jen's like, what are you thinking about over there? And I'm like, football. Like, I just say football, and she's like, oh. And, like, the conversation's over. I am thinking about football, but I don't want to talk to her about, like, man, what would happen if we had Steve Wilks as the defensive coordinator in 2024 instead of Nick Sorensen, the worst DC we've had in the history of this franchise? Would we have made the playoffs? Why? Why not? Like, that's what I think about. But hey, I will say this, Carly is the best of the best. Probably that she's incredible, man. That stud softball player, one of the nicest humans I've ever met. But yeah, I could get the not breaking down the Senior Bowl. I love it. I love it. Sup Michigan guy, I think. Can't believe all this time watching John. I just realized I haven't subscribed yet. Man, please subscribe if you haven't yet. However you are watching and or listening, and if you really want to help the show, open up your Spotify or Apple Music app on your phone and hit subscribe, automatic download on the 49ers Rush. Even if you don't listen there, that's the number one way to help us. Subscribe it on YouTube, wherever you're watching, listening. That always helps us. But yeah, man, if you want to do us a solid, cost you nothing, and it deletes after the three episodes anyway, so it doesn't even take up space. It's an audio file. But on Apple Music or Spotify, if you go to 49ers Rush, subscribe, automatic download, and then if you never even listen to it, that's a gigantic help with us and our sponsors and all those things. Obviously, we want you to watch and listen, but that's a free way to help the show out. We would appreciate it. So went through who went 67 through 70. Let's see here. Could have traded down. Yeah, I didn't want to do a bunch of I'm looking at the wrong ones. That's kind of the problem with this one is it's hard to look back, and I know I'm probably missing something. Every one of these mock draft simulators has a major flaw, but that's okay. You know, we take what we got, we kind of move on, and that's what we look at. So that's what it is. Right here, Big Papa. It's a broken record, but are we looking at center? Yes. We are on the board. We are picking now at 112. And so let's look at interior offensive linemen. Jared Wilson, Jake Majors, Luke Kandra, Seth McLaughlin, Jackson Slater, who showed out at the Senior Bowl. Shout out to Sac State guys. There's a lot of sitters that are available. And, you know, this center class isn't good. Zabel's kind of the guy. I wonder if he's on here. No, he's not. Not seeing him there. He should go in the second. He should go late second, early third round, Zabel. And he was considered there. And, you know, we're picking 112. We pick 138, 139. I am going to go interior offensive line here. I'm going to go Jake Majors. This is a what would John Chapman do draft. I'm taking Jake Majors because I can trust him. Do I think that Jake Majors has a high ceiling? I do not. But you look at the center from Texas. And the thing that you know for sure is great in pass pro, experience. He's a center only, and he's got all the experience in the world, and he's tough as hell. He is tough as hell, period. That's all there is to it. So he is a center only guy, but man, will he ever be an all-pro? I don't think so. I don't need an all-pro. Will it be a, you know, 8 to 12 center every year? I think he will. That's a huge step up for us. Whenever you have the worst center in the NFL. So our draft, look at this, baby. Walter Nolan, we traded back. We traded up for Armon Embu. We got Jihad Campbell. We got an A on that one. Jake Majors, we got a C+. We have addressed center, tackle, defensive tackle, edge, and linebacker with that Jihad Campbell pick. Dude, I am liking this Jihad Campbell pick more and more. It's making me think, dude, what if you trade down with your first? Like, I really like Jihad Campbell, guys. I'm just going to be very, very honest. So we are back on the clock with pick 138, 139, back to back. Here's the best available: Ty Felton, wide receiver, Maryland; Dylan Sampson, running back, Tennessee; Jalen Reed, safety. I like Jalen Reed. He's a little, no, he's not small. He's big. 6'2", 212. He's a big dude. I want to see what he weighs in and what his 40 is. 1,000, over half of his snaps are at the free safety position. That's huge. 3 interceptions, 2 pass breakups this past year. Tackle rate's good. Versatility's good. I ain't mad at that. Jalen Reed's possibility. Let's see here. Scrolling down. We need an edge player. Pretty bad. Ty Robinson. I like Ty Robinson. Ooh, tight end. Luke Lachey. Man, I love this draft, guys. I absolutely love this draft. Okay, we got an edge player, Savion Jones, out of LSU. Savion, sorry, I mispronounced his name. I think I misspelled his name. There we go. I got to add an I in there. Savion. And this guy, he's an interesting player. 6'5", 225, undersized edge guy. He played a lot of wildcat quarterback for TCU. 2,000 plus snaps. He's a wide off the edge kind of guy. You know, is he going to be? Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the wrong profile. Savion Williams, TCU. That's my bad. I went to the wrong one. You guys don't get mad at me. Savion Jones. The reason why I didn't pull up is because he's got that hyphen in his name. That's why. Savion, 6'5", 289. Not undersized. Huge out of LSU. Leverage, size, versatility. I was talking about the wide receiver TCU. Sorry about that. 1,400 plus snaps. True Louisiana guy. And so 5 sacks this year, 3 sacks last year. Not bad. Not really exciting to me. Nick Nash, San Jose State. Like that. Let's look at Tyler Barron. I think edge is probably like a true edge guy. I would like that at this spot personally. 6'5", 260. That's exactly what you want. 23 years old, a little bit older. 10 sacks. Yeah, I'm going here. Length, power, hands, production, skilled, consistent edge rusher, gets the job done. Hasn't shown explosiveness and violent power rush yet. Lack of a clear superpower is why his transition to the NFL is not certain. But here we're picking 138. But you're getting a prototypical 6'5", 260 guy with production. 10 sacks this year, 6 sacks last year, 3 sacks 3 years ago in 2022. I'm taking Tyler Barron just because I want an edge player at that spot. No, we're not trading back. Not late in the draft. I want my guys. We're picking back-to-back, and I already know where I'm going. I already know where I'm going. Where is he? He's hiding from me. There he is. You amazing Iowa Hawkeye tight end. We already got one. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Luke Lachey, 6'6", 247. Dude just kind of does everything. Son of former NFL player Jim Lachey. 28 receptions on 39 targets, which in Iowa is pretty impressive. I think his experience, his versatility, he could do it all. Plays on special teams. I want a true tight end, too. And if they're coming out of Iowa, you know they know the outside zone. You know they know how to block. It's what we need. I'm going Luke Lachey, tight end, Iowa. Gosh, I am in love with this draft. It's my favorite draft we've done. It's not even close. And we could have cheated. It took Abdul Carter at 11, which is, you know, that's not allowed. He's going first overall. That's all there is to it. So let's look at these positions and see what we're missing. We got a D-tackle OT. We got an edge linebacker. We got a center. We got another edge. We got a tight end. We need a corner. We need a safety. No, we're not trading no more. We got four picks. We got to get a corner. We got to get a safety. Ooh, RJ Harvey. See? Gosh. What would John do? Would John draft a running back? John would not draft a running back. RJ Harvey out of UCF at pick 189. That's a pretty strong possibility. His pass pro was really, really bad. But, man, he is a good running back. I'm gonna pass. Let's go look at our corners. We got – oh, dude, this is what John Chapman would do draft. I ain't even looking anymore. I see my guy. Maybe has not had the best Senior Bowl so far, but I'm going with the local guy. Cow baby, 6 foot, 180, Noel Williams. Returner upside, the most experienced. He may have the most snaps of any player being drafted. Probably the quarterback. Who's the quarterback that broke the record? Dylan Gabriel might beat him. Noel Williams, Cal corner, returner upside, 3,300 plus snaps. Outside, almost all outside, by the way. Grew up in Ventura. I really, really do like this guy. Tackling grade's an 81. Missed tackle rate's 5%. That's better than linebackers. Run defense, great. Quarterback rating allowed, 40.9. Ball skills, 7. Experience is a 10. Versatility is an 8. I love this guy. This is a John Chapman guy. Noel Williams, just tough. Worst, and again, we're picking 189. You're hoping that this guy comes in and competes for that number 3 spot, but worst case, special teams, and I'm telling you, he fits what the Niners love and experience. Versatility, perfect height, weight, speed, tough as hell. I'm taking Noel Williams. That's my corner. I like him. I really, really do like him. All right. I'm going safety next. I want somebody that's going to play. And, man, Shiloh Sanders on the board. Deion's kid. You wouldn't know it. He talks about his other ones. But that's okay. Shiloh, fun player, 6 foot, 195, 2,600 plus snaps. He's got a lot of experience. No interceptions. Ball skills aren't there. But he does tackle better than his dad. Plays all over the place. 400 plus box safety snaps. 1,500. He's Deion's kid. You know he's going to run. 1,500 free safety snaps. 600 plus slot snaps. 300 plus special. Like, this kid has played some ball. Ball skills are an issue. I'm going to be very hard. One pass breakup, 0 interceptions. I don't like that. I don't like that. But I do. It's hard to pick a safety until we get all of those, 40-yard dashes in. That's an issue for me. And it just makes it kind of hard. Xavier Scott, 5'11", 190. He has proven he can play corner, but teams might see him as a slot safety. He's played, you know, mostly slot and nickel corner, but pass breakups, interceptions are there. Tackling grades there. 4 interceptions. Ball skills there. Versatility there. Special team, like, I'm going to go Xavier Scott, safety, Illinois. I love how they coach their secondary. I love that he can play outside corner. I want to see him play free safety. Now, this is, again, we're picking, what are we at right now? We're at 228. Again, he could be a corner, could be a slot guy, could be a special teams guy. I want him at a safety. I want a speed safety guy. So now we got 2 picks left, and now we're going to go ham. Again, this is what would John Chapman do. So I'm getting a quarterback. I want a big quarterback. That's what I want. I want big, strong quarterback. You got Tyler Shaw. His nickname's Shuck. 6'4", 224. You got to like that. 23 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Ooh, he's protected the ball. Only 5 interceptions as a senior. He threw 30 touchdowns in high school. Love that. Academic All-Big 12. Like that. Throws a rocket ball. Shout out to man Brian Carter 99 helping with these notes here. Nice arm, solid mobility, tall, poised. I'm done. I want a tall, big quarterback to pair with Brock Purdy. And I'm going to take a shot late round, especially when you have 11 picks, over and over and over again on a huge Joe Milton, Tyler Show, one of those guys. So give me Shuck. I got my quarterback. Now we're at the last pick for us. Let's see what's available. Here we go. Here we go. We're still waiting. Are we on the clock yet? I think we're on the clock now. Here we go. Oh, Cody Simon. I get asked about Cody Simon all the time. Obviously, whenever they go through and play in the national championship, win and beat everybody, a lot of people like him. Trevor Etienne. Yeah, you've got a ruddy back. He can do a lot of fun things. I would not mind that pick at all. I'm just scrolling just to look. Teddy Buchanan. I like my Cal guys. Curtis Rourke. We already got our quarterback. Baron Sorrell. Edge. Yeah, we're double dipping. We're double dipping, guys. Baron Sorrell, fun player. And can kind of play that hybrid edge, tackle, ultimate try hard, just lunch pail type guy. I'm going edge. I'm getting another Texas guy. This is what would John Chapman do draft. I'm sorry. I'm biased. I freaking love this draft. We traded down, got Walter Nolan. Traded up, got Armon and Mimbu. Jihad Campbell in the second round. Could he fall that far? I doubt it. That was a just ultimate best player available. But with teams that lack imagination, I could see it. Jake Majors, center, Tyler Barron, edge, Luke Lachey, tight end, Iowa, Noah Williams, corner, Cal, safety, Xavier Scott, Illinois, Tyler Show, we got Shuck at quarterback, Louisville, and Baron Sorrell. I'm sorry. This was a John Chat. I like this way too much. I have way too much power. Way too much power to do this. But yeah, three edge players. One of them's a hybrid. You play him a linebacker everywhere else. Dude, I love this. And right here, Charlie. It's a good draft. I feel we missed out on so many good DTs, but we got Walter Nolan. Yeah, we probably should have double dipped at another defensive tackle instead of getting the two edge guys. Maybe you trade that last pick for a DT. Maybe Tyler Barron was a little early. But man, oh. I do love my Longhorns. But this here's the thing. Yeah, I'm biased. Longhorns run the same scheme, almost offense, defense, as the Niners do. Shanahan literally goes down and coaches their players in the offseason every single year. Sark took over offensive coordinator duties at the Falcons whenever he left there and stole, and Shanahan helped him. You've got a lot of the same fits. Offensively, defensively, the corner, the safety play, like it's so close. And plus, they're going to have the second most players drafted of any team. Like it's a stacked team. Ohio State will be one, most drafted players, Texas two. Thank you, Shaw. Good job. That's the validation I need. Eduardo, not in love with Tyler Barron pick, but man, best draft so far. If Campbell ain't there, there are always, Sawyer, you could have put Jack Sawyer. If you're like, man, Jihad Campbell ain't going to fall that far. Put Jack Sawyer at 47. I'm cool with that. Probably would have took, man, almost took, man, dude, I love this draft. Could, and if you want to, at 47, you could put in Uzariah Thomas, the corner Florida State. Love all of them except the tight end. Ben's not a fan of Lachey. I like him. But I like him where we got him. You know what I mean? Like, am I in love with Luke Lachey? No, but at 139? Yeah. Shoot, we took freaking... Refused to block, can't catch a pass. Cam Latu in the top, what was he, 101? So you're talking 30-something picks later, we're getting a guy that could actually block and play the position and play in the outside zone? Like, ugh, man. Ice cold Narsh. The worst part about this is that you know the 49ers are not going to draft this way. Maybe they will. Maybe they watch. Seattle watches. They always pick my players. Mike really want two defensive tackles. That's my least favorite thing about this draft. I wish I would have took another defensive tackle high. Right here, John, check out Tommy Mello. Added to the list. I like Nolan, baby. I like Walter Nolan, baby. God, he's such a stud. When any of these picks improve special teams, yes, huge. Jahad Campbell, big time. Luke Lachey, big time. Noel Williams, big time. Xavier Scott, big time. Baron Sorrell, big time. Yes, 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 yes. Uncle Salty, nice draft, JC. I'm cool with this haul. Great value late. And, you know, back to, thank you, Salty, but back to Rusty's question. We are tracking every single player, how many special team snaps they have. Because I want to know, like, we've never done that before in our draft work. I'm counting special team snaps. I'm doing that. We've got an awesome rush team. I'm going through and clicking year by year how many special team snaps every single player in our draft book has. Because that is a value to me. And maybe we finally don't suck at special teams like we have for the past decade. Anyway, Charlie Higgs, he says, I like Luke at tight end. I'm cool with that. Lachey has value with perhaps oft-injured Kittle. Yeah, I mean, it's what it is. Tyler Warren, we didn't get him. Stupid is the stupid does autocorrect. I love it. Appreciate the super chat, Bobo. Would you trade the 11th pick for DeForest Buckner? No, I would not. No, I would not. Not with where the Niners are now. I love DeForest Buckner, but you got to trade and pay. You got to pay 20 plus million and you lose that pick. So that's why I'm one of my foundational principles in team roster building is once you are starting to get pressed for cap, which the Niners are in decent cap space actually, because they defer so much every single year and roll it over. I don't want to pay top of market and trade top of market. So I don't want to give up top-end draft resources, top-end salary cap resources at the same time. I would not do that. Would I trade a second-round pick? Yes. Yes, I would. Would I trade the 47? Yes. The 43? Yes. We traded back, so we got the extra 47. Yes, I would. I'm not trading a first and paying top-tier money, personally. I think you need youth there. DeForest Buckner, one of my favorite humans, players in the NFL. I hated the trade. I understand why they did the trade. But guess what? The Colts have won zero playoff wins. They have zero playoff wins since they traded him away, since they traded for him. Yeah, right here, Rusty. Buckner, too expensive and on the verge of being. He's getting old. He's getting up there. I don't think he's worth the 11. Yeah, I would not. I would not. But, man, this was... I don't know about y'all. I had a really good time. And so, again, what would John Chapman draft do? Trade back, got Walter Nolan. Trade it up, got Armon Membu. Jihad Campbell, I love it. Jake Majors, got my center. Tyler Barron, edge. Luke Lachey, tight end. Noel Williams, experienced corner, special teams. Xavier Scott, defensive back, can play everywhere, special teams. I think his safety is where he'll wind up. Tyler Shough, we got the tall corner, strong rocket arm. And Baron Sorrell. Just an extra guy. I really like this draft. I really like the Stoic and John We Trust. I love it. You are the best. This was fun. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. It is time for me to go to the airport. Y'all won't see me for a few days. I'll be back Monday. Y'all are the best. Thank you guys. I really appreciate y'all letting me have your time and spend this. Hopefully you enjoyed this. We'll be back next week with more 49ers coverage. And until then, stay strong, fam.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.